Does the World Hate You? By Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. 1 John 3:13. Are you scratching your head today, surprised by the current cultural climate towards Christians? Are you hearing reports of singing being banned inside churches and worship services forbidden within the building? As well, have stories of churchgoers being fined for just parking outside their churches, pastors being arrested, and houses of worship deemed non-essential in our society catching your attention? If so, it shouldn't come as a surprise to any of us who know what God's Word says about the reception Jesus received on earth. He explains in John 15:18, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first." Still among Christians, there seems to be a disbelief at what is happening in our society, as if they don't understand and didn't see it coming. But like Proverbs 29:27 explains, "The wicked detest the upright." Yet in today's culture of trying to get the most likes, views, and followers on social media, many believers have become more interested in gaining cultural love and approval than dealing with the hate sure to come when we love Jesus more than we love the world. Likewise, many churches are adopting worldly attitudes and actions into their services and programs in attempt to attract larger crowds through their doors. However, in doing so, are Christians losing sight of what it means to follow Jesus? Are pastors leaving their congregations malnourished in the Word of God, as well as unprepared to face a hateful world? As believers in Jesus, John 15:19 explains, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." Isn't being chosen by Jesus and belonging to Him worth being hated by the world? Still, wanting to be popular and liked by people more than being known as belonging to Jesus isn't a new thing. John 12:43 describes how, "Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in Him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than the praise from God." Growing up as a pastor's kid, it didn't take long for me to figure out how when other kids discovered my dad was a pastor at a local church, most didn't hang around for long. Feeling rejected and left out, I learned how to skirt the issue and avoid mentioning his ministry. Yet, funny how unlike me, my future husband walked around high school wearing a big wooden cross around his neck and carrying his Bible everywhere he went. Interestingly, his boldness and willingness to be rejected by others for his faith was one of the main things that drew me to him. Now I realize how even though I thought I truly loved God growing up, my actions seemed to point to my loving human acceptance more. Like I thought growing up, maybe there are those who truly believe they love God most but are living more concerned about being liked by people than being known as a believer in Christ. If during these chaotic and unstable times, you find yourself surprised by the world's hatred towards Christians, ask what Galatians 1:10 urges. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. If the world does hate you, be encouraged by Jesus' words in Mark 13:13. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.